It's time now for The Remembrance Project, writer Alyssa Eli's weekly look at the lives of people who've passed. Today, she recalls the relatively brief life of a young man from the town of Harvard.
Even before he was born, Michael Hazel made someone else's life easier. Gina Hazel's pregnancy was a joy, and her delivery was over in an hour and a half. Michael came into the world giving. By his own account, he was just an ordinary guy. By his mother's, he was a man of few words who managed to matter in 100 ways. When Michael was a boy, someone in their small town had the tremors and disfigurement of Parkinson's disease. Kids were casually mocking him one day.
He was always very quiet, but he immediately stood up, I guess, and said, "Hey, you know, you don't make fun of him. He's my mother's friend." And I thought, oh my gosh, you know, it just kind of warms your heart, warms your soul that he, you know, was like that.
Michael loved being outdoors, hiking, hunting, snowmobiling. By 3, he was pushing a chair around a hockey rink on skates. But mostly he loved to ski, and he shared his passion with the twin siblings who adored him. After college, he lived at home, allegedly saving money, when he bought his younger brother an expensive set of skis for his birthday, just for the joy of skiing together. He also shared his passion with the friends he held close.
Even when he went skiing in January, he went out and he bought 8 ski tickets at a very expensive mountain, and I said, 8 ski tickets? And he says, oh yeah, you know, I want to go skiing with my friends. Like, he just didn't think much of it, you know, he was just a giver.
Towards the end of that trip, doing what he loved, Michael's Subaru missed a sharp turn on a Vermont back road. It was early, an icy morning. The car veered and struck a tree. Hundreds and hundreds of people waited in line at the wake. The family had come early, and Gina wasn't sure how they would survive.
All of a sudden, as the 4 of us were in this room, it blizzardly snowed. Out of nowhere, it was just snowing, and all 4 of us were just like, oh my gosh, you know, that's a sign for Mike, because he loved the snow, he loved skiing, he loved winter, he loved the outdoors. And we thought that that was just him saying that he's okay and that he'll always be with us.
Michael's father is a volunteer firefighter, and the department showed in uniform for the funeral. After the reception, there was a noise outside. The fire station and engine bells were ringing. They rang and rang and rang in farewell to this generous man who had always made so little noise himself.
Writer Alyssa Eli, remembering Michael Hazel, who died last January in a car crash in Vermont. To suggest someone for remembrance, email remember@wbur.org.